Has worked hard to create different musical textures for each part of Mandela's story. I wanted to create a particular kind of sound for the prison scenes, he says, more abstract, less instrumental. He did it by sampling metallic clunks and scrapes, employing techniques he'd learned while scoring a 2006 documentary about the Golden Gate Bridge, in which much of the sound of the film was sourced from the creaks and twinges of the bridge's steel.